Hungarian police say the men, aged 28 to 42, were captured Friday in the eastern city of Debrecen on suspicion of involvement in deadly attacks against gypsies who prefer to be known as Roma. National Police Chief Josef Benze has told reporters that evidence seized during house searches and at different crime scenes linked the suspects to acts of deadly violence within the past year. He says police have appropriate evidence to link the man to the killings. Benze adds that racism appears to have been the main motive. He has described the attacks as the biggest, most complicated and most serious series of murders in the history of Hungarian criminology. The killings were carried out mainly in small countryside villages predominantly settled by Roma. In February, in what was seen as one of the most brutal attacks on Roma, police said Robert Zorba and his 5-year-old son were shot dead when they tried to flee their home that was set on fire. His mother, Erzsébet Zorba, lives next to the destroyed home where she lost her son and grandson, on a muddy road in the Hungarian village of Tatasenjur, 65 kilometers outside Budapest. She tells VOA that she will never forget what happened that night.
Egy vasárnap este arra ébredtem föl, már éjfél elmúlt, egy óra körül, negyed egy lehetett.
I woke up from hearing three shots outside on the garden, and I woke up my husband also because I wanted to go with him and to see what's happened. When we came out here, outside of the door, we saw immediately the burning house of my son. So I ran around the house, and here on the side of the house, there is a little forest, and I have found a body of my son. They shot me down. They shot me down. That's his last words, what he said. We found a little boy. His whole little body was in holes from the shot. He still was breathing.
In one of the cases this month, a 45-year-old Roma woman was killed in the eastern village of Kisleta, and her 13-year-old daughter was seriously injured when police say gunmen broke into their home at night and shot the victims in their sleep. The Budapest-based European Roma Rights Center, or ERC, suggests that the attacks to which detained suspects are linked are no isolated incidents. ERC Programs Coordinator Tara Bedard has told VOA News there have been dozens of attacks against the approximately 800,000 Roma living in Hungary.
There's been around 30 attacks in the last year and a half or 2 years, and that we know of, I believe that 7 people have died. I think the most frequent type of attack that has been occurring in the past while is people showing up with Molotov cocktails and throwing these into the homes of, or at the homes of, Roma individuals in different towns in the country.
Some human rights groups and Roma leaders say the attacks come at a time when right-wing extremists are searching for scapegoats for Hungary's current economic crisis. Far-right groups targeting what they call gypsy crime have become increasingly popular in Hungary, adding to international concern over ethnic tensions in this European Union nation. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.